Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, March 27th. The rescue mission that started after the Baltimore bridge collapse is now a recovery effort, and the six people still missing are now presumed dead. All of them worked for a road construction crew, including a father of three from El Salvador and a father of two from Honduras, who had both lived in the US for nearly two decades. The other missing men include people from Guatemala and Mexico. An official says investigators have boarded the ship that crashed into the bridge, as CNN's Gabe Cohen explains.
We understand, having spoken with the Pilots Association, that there was basically a total blackout on the ship just before it crashed. What caused that? We don't know. The pilot tried to regain control of the vessel, drop anchor, but just couldn't do it in time. And we also have learned that the same vessel was held at a port in Chile last year because of another propulsion issue.
A controversial Texas law that gives state officials the power to arrest and detain people suspected of entering the country illegally will remain blocked while legal challenges play out. A federal appeals court ruled that the law, known as SB 4, will stay on hold while the court considers the larger question of whether it violates the Constitution. The decision caps off a pretty messy period, where the law was caught in legal limbo after the Supreme Court allowed it to go into effect, only for the appeals court panel to put it back on hold hours later. SB 4 is part of the ongoing battle between Texas and the Biden administration over border policy. A courtroom showdown is expected in LA today between Hunter Biden and special counsel David Weiss. The issue is over Hunter's nine felony tax charges, which he had called legally baseless and said they were steeped in a, quote, conspiracy theory. Federal prosecutors say Hunter Biden repeatedly failed to file his taxes on time, missed deadlines to pay his IRS debts, and engaged in a criminal tax evasion scheme over several years. But Hunter's lawyers claim Weiss only brought the felony tax case because he, quote, caved to outside pressure from former President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans, who repeatedly called for his prosecution. A lawyer for Sean Combs has spoken out about the rapper's homes being searched, describing it as a gross overuse of military-level force. A law enforcement official says the music star, who's also known as Diddy, is the target of a federal investigation being carried out by a Homeland Security team that handles accusations of human trafficking. Authorities raided his properties in Florida and LA on Monday, and someone close to Diddy said he was about to leave Miami for a vacation when the heavily armed officers arrived to search his home, but he has not been charged with a crime. Another law enforcement source says it stems from the many sexual assault allegations Diddy is facing in several civil lawsuits, as CNN's Elizabeth Wagmeister explains.
All of them were incredibly graphic, accusing Diddy of rape, grooming, sexual assault, drugging women. There's a lot of similarities in these lawsuits.
Diddy has denied all the accusations, while his lawyer called the investigation a witch hunt and the searches a, quote, unprecedented ambush. A dog and a bird formed an unlikely friendship. Now their separation is causing outrage online. That's next. Peggy and Molly are two best friends in Australia with a huge following on social media. Which doesn't sound all that unusual, right? Until I tell you that Peggy is a Staffordshire Bull Terrier and Molly is a magpie. They were a match made in internet heaven, and in the 4 years since they've become pals, they've attracted nearly 2 million followers online. But yesterday, their owners made this announcement.
We had to surrender Molly to the DES, Department of Science and Innovation, as we had a small group of people constantly complaining to them.
The DES says the bird had been taken from the wild illegally and was being kept without a permit. But fans want the pair to be reunited, and a campaign's been started to get people to write to their local lawmakers over the issue. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.